Kelly Richardson, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Date of birth is 2-4-1986. This is for date of service, 3-2-2023. Miss Richardson is a 37-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of a multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter in December of 2020. She also has an extensive medical history of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and endometrial cancer status post total thyroid, hysterectomy, including a new nephrectomy in September of 2022. She also has a history of PCOS. Lately, the patient has been feeling symptoms of palpitations, dry skin, fatigue, increased weight gain of about 30 pounds over the last year since her hysterectomy period. She also reports excessive sweating and hot flashes. She had a thyroid ultrasound on 12/29/2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 1.6 by 1.2 by 1.6 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 2.7 by 2.3 by 2.8 centimeters. She reports some compressive symptoms at the thyroid. This is to the transcriptionist. Can you please change the date of diagnosis to 12/22, so December of 2022. I read it as 2020, but it really should be December of 2022. Okay, so down to the plan. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound. Dated 12/29/2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 1.6 by 1.2 by 1.6 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 2.7 by 2.3 by 2.8 centimeters. We will order an FNA biopsy of both of these nodules and review the results with the patient during her follow-up visit. Next summer, I will check a TSH, 324, and 323 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, I will also check an 8 a.m. cortisol on this patient, an ANA, and an ANCA, as well as a double-stranded DNA. The patient reports some history of lupus in her family. Next number for her history of endometrial cancer, she had a total hysterectomy in September of 2022. They also removed both of her ovaries. The patient is experiencing some menopausal symptoms. However, due to her history of cancer, she is unable to be on hormone replacement therapy. Next number, for her depressive symptoms, she was previously on Prestique 50 milligrams once daily. However, this medication gave her some suicidal ideation, and therefore she was previously on Lexapro, and she will be restarting this Lexapro 10 milligrams once daily, and I have given her a prescription for this today. Next number, her next thyroid ultrasound will be due in December of 2023. Next number, for her type 2 diabetes, she is on metformin therapy, taking metformin extended release 500 milligrams. Next number, she also has hirsutism, and the patient has had laser hair removal therapy for this. However, this has not helped. Therefore, I will check a DHEA sulfate level, a free and total testosterone level, and her estrogen and progesterone levels. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.